Hello, I'm Gary Roby. Welcome to this call to worship as we look at overcoming temptation.
Truth that we claim. There is only one way that we walk in. There is only power in one name. And in the strong name of Jesus, by the blood of the Lamb, we are able to triumph. We are in the power of His Spirit, by the strength of His hand, in the strong name of Jesus, by the precious blood of the Lamb. The precious blood of the Lamb. Though apart from Him, we can do nothing. By His Spirit, we can do all things. Covered by His blood, we are made righteous. Lifting up the name of Christ our King. And in the strong name of Jesus, by the blood of triumph, we are able to stand in the power of His Spirit, by the strength of His hand, in the strong name of Jesus, by the precious blood of the Lamb. The precious blood.
Heavenly Father, thank You for the power to overcome temptation by the strong and mighty name of Your Son, Jesus Christ. Your Holy Spirit gives us the ability to overcome temptations to sin that would lead us away from You, O God. Thank You for Your Word that guides us into all truth. And Lord, please help us. Help us to put on the whole armor of God that we can withstand the temptations of the devil himself. Thank You, God, for this hour we can invest together looking at overcoming temptation. And thank You, God, for giving us the victory as we grow in grace and the knowledge of You, the Holy One.
is the sweetest name I know. Jesus is the sweetest name I know. Jesus is the sweetest name I know. And he's just the same as his lovely name. And that's the reason why I love him so. Is the sweetest name I know. Jesus is the sweetest name I
you.
You're listening to A Call to Worship as we focus on standing up for Jesus, overcoming temptation.
Be strong and take courage. Do not fear. Nothing can face you that he can't command.
I know that you will always be
in his love, in his power.
Thank you for listening to this call to worship. We sincerely appreciate your prayer support and your donations to this ministry as you're led. If call to worship is a blessing to you, please consider a donation to help keep this on your local station. Your tax-deductible gift can be sent to Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You'll find us online at calltoworship.us. Our website allows you to conveniently and safely make a contribution. You'll find a complete listing of the songs you hear right there on the website. And if you miss a portion of today's program, you're able to listen to this program as well as past programs right there. You can also learn more about this ministry and connect with other listeners by visiting our Facebook page.
Thank you.
is a call to worship.
When I think I'm going under, part the waters long. When I feel the waves around me come to sea. When I cry for help, oh hear me, Lord, and hold out your hand. Touch my life, still the raging storm in me. Knowing you'll love me through the burdens I must bear, hearing your footsteps lets me know. When I feel the waves around me calm the sea. When I cry for help, oh hear me, Lord, and hold out your hand. Touch my life, still the raging storm in me. Knowing you love me helps me face another day. Drives the clouds and fears away. And in the tears of my life, I see the sorrow you bore. Here is my pain, heal it once more. When I think I'm going under, part the waters, Lord. When I feel the waves around me calm the sea. When I cry for help, oh hear me, Lord, and hold out your hand. Touch my life, still the raging storm in me.
As Christ told the disciples to pray, found in Matthew 6, he reminded them in verse 13 of what's commonly referred to as the Lord's Prayer. He reminded them to include a request of God, and I quote, "And Lord, don't let us yield to temptation, but rescue us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." You see, we fall or decide to yield to temptation when we allow the world, the flesh, and or the devil to influence our choices. The world includes behaviors and customs and standards of this world in which we live. In Romans 12, that's addressed when the Apostle Paul says, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." The flesh includes our own desires, human nature. Romans 8, Jesus Christ, God's Son, was sacrificed for our sins. He did this so that the just requirement of the law would be fully satisfied for us, who no longer follow our sinful nature, the flesh, but instead follow the Spirit. Those who are dominated by the sinful nature, the flesh, think about sinful things, but those who are controlled by the Holy Spirit think about things that please the Spirit. So letting your sinful nature control your mind leads to death, but letting the Spirit control your mind leads to life and peace. And later in Romans, don't participate in the sinful activities of this world, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lusts. The devil, also involved in temptation, referred to as Satan, the tempter. Matthew and Luke both describe the tempter's interaction with Jesus. Quote, "Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward hungry. And when the tempter came to him, he said, If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread." Well, three times Satan tempted the Lord there, and each time Christ's response was quoting Scripture. Folks, for us to overcome temptation, it's vital that we fill our minds with God's Word. In James 4, "Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you." In Ephesians 6, "Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you'll be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. For we're not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor, so you'll be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then, after the battle, you will still be standing firm. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and body armor of God's righteousness. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news, so that you will be fully prepared. In addition to all of these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. Put on salvation as your helmet, and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." Victory over temptation can be ours through prayer, God's Word, and fellowship with God's people. Number one, pray. Pray without ceasing. Luke 18, one day Jesus told his disciples a story to show they should always pray and never give up. Matthew 26, "And he cometh unto the disciples there in the garden, and findeth them asleep, and saith unto Peter, What could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. Spirit indeed is willing, but the body is weak." Number two, meditate on God's Word day and night. From the words in Psalm 1, "Oh, the joys of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or stand around with sinners, or join in with the mockers, but they delight in the law of the Lord, meditating on it day and night. They are like trees planted along the riverbank, bearing fruit each season. Their leaves never wither, and they prosper in all they do, but not the wicked. They're like worthless chaff scattered by the wind. They will be condemned at the time of judgment. Sinners will have no place among the godly. For the Lord watches over the path of the godly, but the path of the wicked leads to destruction." And thirdly, overcoming temptation, fellowship with God's people. There's strength in numbers, folks. Matthew 18, "I also tell you this, if two of you agree here on earth concerning anything you ask, my Father in heaven will do it for you. For where two or three gather together as my followers, I am there among them." We should fellowship together for the honor of God and for our mutual edification and encouragement. We can help shape and to sharpen one another to that which is good. As iron sharpens iron, so a friend sharpens a friend. Words found in Proverbs 27. Hebrews 10, "And since we have a great high priest who rules over God's house, let's go right into the presence of God with sincere hearts, fully trusting him. For our guilty consciences have been sprinkled with Christ's blood to make us clean, and our bodies have been washed with pure water. Let us hold tightly without wavering to the hope we affirm, for God can be trusted to keep his promise. Let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works, and let us not neglect our meeting together as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of his return is drawing near." We will overcome temptation because God is faithful. 1 Corinthians 10:13. Please make a note of that. The temptations in your life are no different from what others experience. And God is faithful. He will not allow the temptation to be more than you can stand. When you are tempted, he will show you a way out so that you can endure.
came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is to him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing blood.
I heard about cleansing power revealing, how he made the lame to walk again and caused the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory.
Raise
Our topic for today's call to worship has been temptation. I'm happy that you joined us and pray this program has been a blessing to you. Thank you for your letters and your financial support that keeps Call to Worship right there on your local station. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. That address again is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You're invited to stop by our Facebook page and visit our website, of course, at www.calltoworship.us. Right there on our website, you can make a tax-deductible donation to this ministry, and you can listen to programs and find other valuable information, including a list of the songs that you hear on this program. That's calltoworship.us. Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. Brothers and sisters in the Lord, we can and will overcome temptation. Oh, how great are God's riches and wisdom and knowledge! How impossible it is for us to understand His decisions and His ways. For everything comes from Him and exists by His power and is intended for His glory. All glory to Him forever. Amen. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect.
Hold me and make.